Loving God, open our hearts to hear your word. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. Stir our hearts to do your work in the world. Amen. Amen. Growing up, I always looked forward to the occasions when my mom would open up our family's cedar chest. Just thinking about it now, I can smell the crisp aroma that always wafted up whenever you raised the lid. I was fascinated to look inside. On the top, used most frequently, were my family's Christmas stockings, waiting to be hung on the mantle each year. The next layer in this treasure chest was beautiful hand-knit sweaters and blankets, now used infrequently, but precious because of the love and care that went into their creation. And finally, near the bottom was a long box. And inside, delicately nestled in tissue paper, was our family's baptismal gown. Over 3 feet in length, this delicate, lacy gown was first worn by my grandfather, Prop, when he was baptized in 1911. 4 generations of my family have now been baptized in that gown. In fact, last fall, my nephew, Alex, wore it when I had the beautiful privilege of baptizing him. When the time comes for each new baby to be baptized, my mother brings the gown out of the cedar chest, gently presses it, and prepares to take it to the church. It's my family's small addition to the baptism ritual. Different generations who have all worn the same garment as we participated in the same sacrament, standing together and welcoming another new life into the community of believers. Can you tell I love baptisms? To me, there is something so beautiful about a community coming together and naming what we believe, what we value, as we open our arms and welcome another person into the body of Christ. It is a profoundly hopeful sacrament. Through our actions, we are professing our faith in the future of the church. We are celebrating new life, the new lives we see before us, and the new life we are promised in Christ. It is a ritual that highlights who we are as Christians at our best. A ritual that is for the gathered community just as much as it is for those being baptized. As we renew our baptismal covenant, we are reminded who God calls us to be, both as individuals and as a community. It is our baptism into the body of Christ that joins us, that marks us as part of a community of believers, a community that stretches back through countless generations. I always find it so beautiful to baptize new members into that community on All Saints Day, when we remember those who have gone before us. It is a poignant reminder that God has called us to the hard work of sharing his love, of transforming the world, but that we are not alone in that work. We stand in the footsteps of the saints who have gone before us, the saints that are described so beautifully in the reading we heard from Revelation. After this, I, John, looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. Who is this great multitude? From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. Well, they are the saints. The saints we learn about in Sunday school, that our young people are so wonderfully illustrating this morning and sharing in the 11 o'clock service. They are the saints from each of our lives. The people whose love and guidance and companionship and ultimately loss have shaped us, have shown us the face of God. And they are the saints that Jesus describes in the Sermon on the Mount. The poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, all those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake and who are reviled and persecuted for Jesus' sake. These most especially are the saints in whose footsteps we are called to walk. That great cloud of witnesses that have answered Jesus' call to love and serve the world, the marginalized, and those who stand with them, doing God's work. Because Jesus makes it very clear that that's where he stands, with those on the margins. That he came into the world to serve them, to bless them in their work and in their suffering. That these are the ones gathered before the throne of God, who shall hunger and thirst no more, and who God shall wipe away every tear. Jesus stands with these saints, and he calls us to do the same. Later this morning in New St. Mary's, we will gather around the baptismal font, welcoming 7 new members into the body of Christ. And we will renew the vows of our own baptisms. We will be asked, "Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?" And our response to each of these questions will be, "I will, with God's help." I love baptisms. We express our hope for the future of those being baptized and our hope for the community of believers to which we all belong. Our hope that we can continually work to realize God's dream for each of us. Our hope that together with the great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, we can rise above our broken selves and transform the world in God's image. Our hope that we can build a beloved community that shows God's love to all. And we can, with God's help. Amen.